Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
KSJE.com/funrun. They're $15 before the race or $20 the day of the race.
And a race is in air quotes.
Join us May 18th, Saturday, the KSJE Zero Mile Fun Run. KSJE is proud to support the Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th in downtown Farmington, featuring the Julia Keefe Trio, Delbert Anderson Quartet, Indigene Femme, and more at 3 p.m. in Orchard Park Plaza. Headliners will also appear at a workshop from noon to 2 p.m. at the Inspired Moments Event Center. The event will also honor Native musician and bandleader Jacob C. Morgan with a special ceremony at 2:45 p.m. The Farmington Jazz Festival, Saturday, April 13th. Twelve minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning. I almost thought it was Wednesday, but it's only Tuesday. It is the 9th day of April, 2024. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air right here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast all the time at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune us in and hear what we're up to, just go to our website to listen, and that is ksje.com. I also want to welcome our viewers this morning because the video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. I'm glad that you are all with us this morning because coming up, it is our monthly visit with the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, but we have a different guest this morning, none other than the chairman of the board of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. So Vince Moffitt's going to be my guest here in the next few moments. Stay tuned for that coming up right here on KSJE today. Later on this hour, we'll check in with Amber Francisco over at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be telling us about some of the animals available for adoption this week, including that little dog who's attacking that tennis ball there on the screen. That's Harley. We'll learn more about him coming up in the next few moments at 8:50 a.m. this morning on KSJE. Mick Hess is standing by to take over Studio A. He will take us roving with the arts. That is our long-running classical music program beginning after the news at 9:06. And a reminder, you can register for a chance to win tickets to the upcoming performance of Children of Metropolis, presented by Scrap Arts Music this Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock here at the San Juan College Henderson Fine Arts Center. It's a family-friendly show. Go to ksje.com/tickets for your chance to win a pair of tickets to come see that show right here at San Juan College. Also, if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts. They're available at places where you're probably already listening to podcasts. So just search and subscribe to KSJE and discover maybe a new local program that you may have missed. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny Tuesday morning, 41 degrees at the moment. We're expecting mostly sunny skies, some breezes today, the high 61 in Farmington, 35 in clear skies tonight, sunshine tomorrow, a bit warmer with a high of 63, warming up to 66 by Thursday, 75 with sunshine by Friday, then again highs near 70 for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but plenty of sunshine to go around for the next several days. I'll be back with my guest right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open.
Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email Janelle.Doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/fourcorners. KSJE is supported by Dancing with the Farmington Stars, returning to the Farmington Civic Center at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, April 13th, featuring Jill Adair, Dr. Jay Lucas, Steve Lanier, Sherry Floyd, Evan Noel, Deb Dumont, Catherine Abeta, and Kirk Carpenter, all dancing with professional dancing partners to raise money for their favorite charities. The show also includes several performances by the professional dancers. Find out more at fmtn.org/shows.
Back in Studio A this morning with my guests, as I mentioned, from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, the chairman of the board of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, Vince Moffitt, is my guest this morning. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be here.
Thank you for being here. You are filling in for Jamie Church. She is out playing grandma this weekend and this week.
She is. I'm excited for her. We give her time off every once in a while.
That's nice of you to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, she works hard.
She certainly does, and she's got a lot of stuff going on, and you were here to tell us a little bit about that and the work of the chamber, of course, and you are chairman now for about a year, right? You're there for a year?
So I actually stepped in. Our previous chairman had to resign early, and so I stepped into his spot, and it's going to be a long term. I actually have two more years still.
So, okay. Yeah. Very good. Well, good for you. But you've been on the board for a long time, too.
I have been for several years, yeah. I love the chamber. You know, I'm involved in a lot of different civic organizations, and people often ask me, like, if they want to get involved, like, what's my favorite? And chamber is obviously at the top of my list. I think, you know, we do a lot of cool events for the community, and you know, our tagline is connecting commerce with community, and we do a good job of that. You know, all our networking events and really supportive of our business community. I love it.
Very true. Very true. And we should tell the audience who doesn't know, and I don't know who doesn't know, but just in case someone doesn't know, you are also the president and CEO of Basin Health Companies, right? And
correct.
So that is your other job when you're not working with the chamber.
Absolutely. One of my other full-time jobs.
Yes. One of many. That's probably true. Very true. But there's a couple events coming up that I wanted to ask you about with the chamber, as Jamie always reminds us of. Part of this connecting commerce with community, right? That's kind of what all these events are designed to do. And one of them is coming up that is going to be this Chamber Connect Zoom Room.
Yeah, we're doing those.
That's next week.
Yeah, we're doing those monthly, and really an opportunity for people to get on there and learn more about the chamber, benefits of being a member, ask questions about, you know, and you know, we're not going to push people. We want people to join the chamber because I think it makes our community stronger, but a lot of people are hesitant. They really don't know what kind of benefits they'll get out of it and what the advantages are, and this is a good opportunity to get in there and ask some questions and talk to some people who are currently members, and it's a great way to just learn more about the chamber.
Very true. And learn more about, I guess, those chamber member benefits, too,
absolutely,
as you mentioned.
Absolutely. Yeah, all the benefits.
And I think one of the unique things, maybe not so unique, about the Farmington Chamber is that it has benefits for both large businesses and small businesses and middle-sized businesses. I mean, they're members of all sizes.
Absolutely. I mean, I think between the networking, the advertising you get, and then, you know, a lot of the business-to-business, you know, networking that happens, I always tell people, chamber members do business with chamber members. And so get in there, and it's an opportunity if you have a small business or medium-sized, large, it doesn't matter. If you want to expand and grow, it's a great opportunity to do that.
Very true. And when we can just see, again, from our conversation this morning about how many different events the chamber is involved with and presenting to members and non-members alike. Some of these events are just open to the public.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this community is such a great place. All the events that's put on by volunteer organizations and volunteers, chamber's involved with several that are really fun events. We do not exclude, I mean, Chili in October is a great one. We moved it downtown. People come down there. We really are trying to focus on bringing business to our downtown businesses down there. But we support those businesses, whether they're members or not. We don't exclude from them.
Very true. That's a good point. Another one of these events, too, is the Focus on Farmington Coffee event, which I'll display here in just a second. But that is also coming up in the next few days here. Let's take a look and see if we can get it on the screen. Go ahead.
And those are, I think, really great benefits. You know, we do those at least monthly and really focus on a business in our town who they can kind of highlight what they do and the services they provide to the community. They're in the mornings. You get coffee. You can't beat that. There's no cost. And so this month is going to be at the Artifacts, which we love that venue.
Right, downtown.
Taylor's have done a great job with that space downtown. And we're talking about Child Haven, and Child Haven's going to be down there and sponsoring that one and the great work they're doing in our community. So that's going to be a fun one to attend for sure.
Very true. That's on Friday, April 19th, 9 a.m. at Artifacts. And this is an event. It's not really a chamber event, although the chamber, I think, has kind of adopted it. But it kind of just started as a community event to get folks together and visit different places around the community every month.
It was an idea Jamie had, actually, before she was our director and our CEO. And she was doing this to really try to welcome people who were new to the community,
right?
To expose them to different events. And when she became our CEO, we adopted it. And it is a fun event. And really, I think it also shows kind of the great things that our CEO and the chamber does. I mean, we have people just like Jamie's a good example, that she was on our board and she came up with this event on her own. And there's several people doing things like this that make our community great. This is just one of them. But yeah, I'd really encourage people to come down and have coffee with us.
There you go. That's true. And bring a friend.
Bring a friend. Or find friends. And if you're new to the community, like I said, it's a great opportunity to meet some people in the community. Very opening and welcoming.
Very true. And again, the location changes every month, so you kind of have to pay attention to the there's a Facebook page for the Focus on Farmington Coffee or the Chamber or this program to find out where it's going to be month to month. But it's a great way to kind of check out new spaces, new areas. And again, there's always a sponsor or a host, and this time it'll be Child Haven.
Yep, absolutely.
And they do a lot of great work in the community.
They
for
do
sure.
Great
so
work.
Yep. that will be great. And if I'm not mistaken, for this event and a lot of other chamber events, there's usually like a waiting list of people who want to host these events, and maybe it's a year out or 18 months out, but it takes a while maybe to get through because it's so popular.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that is a chamber a member benefit for sure, is you can host these chamber coffees or the business after hours, but there is a waiting list, so let us know. And then sometimes people host it at their business. Sometimes they pick another venue to do it, but we really allow you an opportunity to talk about what you're doing and how you're servicing the community. And it's a great way to market your organization for free. There's a slight cost. I mean, you got to buy some coffee.
Right, right.
And if you want some donuts, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. Good point.
But it's pretty pretty low-hanging fruit if you want to get the word out about what you're doing.
Very true. And a lot of great mix of people who show up to these events, and you're really reaching a pretty, pretty cool audience.
Absolutely.
I would say as well. Business After Hours in April will be at the San Juan Country Club.
And, the Business After Hours are the most popular events for sure. They happen in the evening. You leave work, you go right there. Sometimes there's cocktails, sometimes there's not. But this one here, anything we host at the Country Club is always very popular. It'll be out on the deck, beautiful views, and great organizations for this one. We're teaming up with San Juan College, the Country Club, and one of my other favorite organizations in the community, Four Corners Economic Development. Doing some great things, really building some momentum. People have an opportunity to come meet our new CEO.
Right.
I'm on the board of that as well, incoming chair. And we spent a long time looking for a CEO. And Tim Gibbs is new to the community. Him and his wife, Bev, they're great. And we want people to meet them and hear what they have to say. We teamed up with them, and we're looking forward to it.
Very good. Little shameless plug that Mr. Gibbs will be my guest this Thursday.
Oh, great.
Right here
on
the show.
He's going to be a fun one, too. He's got a lot of personality. We're really anxious to hear what he has to say on the radio.
All right. Very good. Me too, then. All right. So that's coming up, but that will be on Thursday, April 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. It's $5 to get in.
There is a $5 fee to get in, but we do a drawing at the end. So you put your business card in a fishbowl, and at the end we do a drawing, and somebody wins some cash. So it's
not too
good
shabby.
Investment. It's a good investment for sure.
Right. Very true. And there'll be some hors d'oeuvres, I'm sure. And
yeah, there'll be some hors d'oeuvres and
it's a country club,
cash bar.
Yeah.
And I think more than anything, you're just going to be around some great people. Once again, the networking opportunity is tremendous in a really beautiful venue. I mean, this community is lucky to have the Country Club. We want to support as much as we can. A great golf course, great views, great community. So for people to get out there and support them as well, it's a good opportunity.
Very true. And as the weather warms up, it'll be more advantageous to get out to some of these places that are outside on the deck and things like that.
We're still in New Mexico spring, right? So we never know what we're going to get, but we're hoping for some nice weather.
It's slowly warming up. I keep hoping that maybe one of these days it's going to really be a little warmer. And then we'll move into June a little bit with some event coming up. This is a big one, though, your Business-to-Business Expo.
Yeah, this is the first time we've done this in this fashion. We've always done a business-to-business expo in conjunction with the Women's Conference.
Right.
So we've traditionally held that the day before the Women's Conference, and it's grown, and we've had a lot of interest in that. So this year we decided to do it as a standalone event, and we're going to do it in June. And it's going to be from 11 to 4:30. It's a great opportunity to get down there and learn about other businesses and highlight your business. You know, once again, you know, we want people, the businesses, to be successful and to grow here in our community. So it's a good place to do that. And then at the end, we're going to do a business after hours.
Right.
So if you can't make the Business-to-Business Expo, at 5 o'clock, we'll do another business after hours. Come down there, and hopefully the booths will still be set up. You know, I'm not sure what Jamie's plan is with that, but obviously you're still going to have a lot of opportunity to network and learn about some of the businesses in our community at that.
Very true. And the business after hours will be right there at the Civic Center, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's going to be right after that.
And even if you don't know what Jamie's plan is, chances are she has a plan.
She always has a plan. Sometimes it's a last-minute plan, and you never know what's going to change, but she does a good job of pulling everything off.
You'd never know it if it was last minute. You would never know.
We have a lot of volunteers to help support these and committees.
That's true.
Denise Noyes is our new the new committee leader for the fund committee, which does all the events, and she's going to be there to support her. And you know, it takes an army for sure to get this stuff going. And I want people to come down there and enjoy it, though.
Very true. Well, and I think for a lot of folks who've attended a chamber event, they always have a good time, from the banquet to the other events that we're talking about. So the chamber banquet was just, gosh, a couple months ago.
It was, yeah.
And another great event. I heard really good reviews about it. You made some comments there that I think were very well received about supporting businesses and how we can support each other in the community.
Yeah, it was really an opportunity for me to have. I think we had about 300 people in attendance. So we used to traditionally hold that at the Country Club. We outgrew that really quickly, so we moved to the Civic Center. I love the fact that we had four different businesses doing food. So you know, we had Clancy's Chili Pie, Pioche Food Group, and Si Senor was there. And everybody did their own food, and people were able to mingle. But it gave me an opportunity to really talk about what's important to me, and probably one of the most important things to me as a business owner and as a community member, and that's supporting our local business. You know, I think we're in a world where, you know, people want to get things quick and easy. They order things on Amazon. They go to some of these big box stores. But if you really look at who's supporting our community, you know, and I think the best example of this is, you know, the youth sports teams. You don't see Amazon on the back of these jerseys. You know, it's all these local businesses, and a lot of times they're struggling, literally doing business day to day. And anything we can do to keep these businesses here, these are our friends, neighbors, family members, even our competitors, in business, are important to this community and making sure that we can thrive and grow into the future. So that was my focus on my talk, and I think that's kind of falls in the mission of the chamber of you know, connecting commerce to community. I think we need to do everything we can to help Farmington and San Juan County be successful and thrive, and try to avoid, you know, adding to our cart online and getting in our car and going picking something up. It could, you know, make or break the business for sure.
Very true. I think you follow that with your business as well, as trying to buy local when you can.
We do. And, you know, that's one of the things when I bought the business over 7 years ago, we made a commitment, and we do 90% of our stuff locally. The only things we do not purchase locally are things we can't.
Not available, just not made here.
And yeah. I think one of the things we found was that, you know, a lot of people thought, well, you know, it's going to cost more money. What we found is it doesn't cost more money. And we built relationships, really strong relationships, and our customer service we receive is better. The products we get are better. And we've done it everything from, you know, just our consumables, our marketing items, all the way up to our health insurance, our banking, you know, even our 401k, working with local people and be able to, you know the people you're doing business with. And Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I love teaching our employees about the importance of that too. And there's even more to it. I mean, even the gross receipts tax we pay and things like that. Now, you know, the online companies, it's distributed in a different way than it was when I first started doing this. But, you know, that money, even our gross receipts tax and stuff, you know, which helps grow this community. It's
right.
Important to keep everything here.
Sure. Well, and there are studies I know that talk about if you're paying taxes to a local company, a mom and pop type of store, more of that money gets returned to the community than if it's a big box store or whatever. A little bit of that still does, but more of it when you're with a local company, a mom and pop local based company.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, when they argue with me on this, which it kind of the debate is kind of,
they don't know you very well if they're
yeah,
trying
exactly.
if they're making an argument with Vince Moffitt. But okay,
they'll talk about, you know, well, Walmart hires local people, and you know, some of these big box stores in our community hire. That's absolutely true, and I think that, you know, that point isn't missed. However, once again, I think that Walmart and some of these big chain stores are going to continue to be successful, even if we go to, you know, OG hardware to
right.
buy something. It's going to make a big difference for these other businesses, and it won't have as a negative impact on these big box stores. They're doing fine. But I think, you know, they're not operating in a situation where they might go out of business if they don't meet their sales goal for that week, where some of these other restaurants and businesses in our community are in that situation. And it's really easy to overlook some of them, but we have some great local businesses. You know, talk about restaurants. I mean, you know, downtown and Main Street right now, you know, three of my favorite restaurants in town are right down there. You know, you got Three Rivers, you got the Chili Pod, you got Boone's. Oh, you got Mi Casa too.
Right.
All down there by my office, and we frequent them a lot. And, you know, they are some of the best restaurants in town, without a doubt. So, you know, we just like to encourage people to do that. And I think that hopefully they're paying that forward too, and they're continuing to support other businesses in the same fashion.
Right. You would hope so. And I think they probably are, but that's one thing I wanted to mention. I'm glad you mentioned restaurants too. And I think if we want to see businesses thrive and continue to be here, we need to support those businesses, whether they're a store, a restaurant, anything.
Yeah. And I, you know, from our goal with economic development, you know, one of the big pushes we have is not only bringing new businesses in, but helping retention and expansion of local businesses.
True.
And you know, we've really seen, and there's studies that show that your business, as you know, we're, you know, I hear people talk about how, you know, the economy here is suffering, you know, power plant closed down, and there's different things coming up, but you know, you're not going to replace some of those high-paying jobs with maybe some of the stuff from the service industry. But if we start to lose those other jobs, it definitely makes it a bigger struggle, and we start to dwindle away. And Farmington has huge potential. I'm in Leadership New Mexico right now. I've been traveling the state, and there's some great communities in the state of New Mexico, learning some amazing things. But when I come back here, I just remember how great Farmington is. You know, everything from the community, the people here, but even the landscape. I mean, what a beautiful community, a beautiful place we live in, with the bluffs and the river, and we're really lucky to be at this part of the state in New Mexico, close with some amazing things. So let's do everything we can to keep it here and to help it thrive.
Very true. Very true. And I know from my conversations with Forced Ed, the Four Corners Economic Development organization, you know, they work a lot with what you're talking about to really try to help these businesses that are already here to expand or to be successful. And that tends to return, I think, more benefits to the community than trying to attract another gigafactory or something to a community, because that doesn't happen very often.
Well, and there's a lot of things we need to do to help bolster our infrastructure for mm-hmm. new businesses, and we are working on that. And I think that's why organizations like the Chamber and Four Corners Economic Development are so important to be members of, because if they're successful and they continue to grow, they're going to continue to invest in this community to make it better. Like I said, infrastructure, we're planting seeds for the future, and little things will eventually bear fruit. You know, what's the best time to plant a tree? 30 years ago. What's the next best time? Now. And it's going to take a while for us to see some of these things happen and to grow, but the ripple effect is happening, and we need to do everything we can to be proactive in that sense. So, you know, join the chamber, join these organizations, support, and, you know, we will continue to, I think, thrive as a community. I think everybody here loves Farmington, and if they don't, they just haven't got out and seen some of the great things that are involved. They just, you know, there's so many things in this community to be involved in, And like I said, you know, it's a great base. Even if you want to go out and explore Colorado or Utah or Arizona, Farmington is the best place to do that from.
Very, I think that's true, and really family friendly and affordable, and all those other check marks that we talk about.
Yeah, I've raised my family here, and yeah, I'll tell you what, those my family, they're doing great, and they're raising their families here.
Nice.
And we want it to continue to be a great place for the future generations. I think that's what I'm looking at. Is it's not about what I'm going to be able to do tomorrow. It's about what my grandkids will be able to do tomorrow. Hopefully, there's going to be jobs and growth here that keeps them here and just enjoying the things that we've been able to enjoy for generations and generations.
Certainly. But I know you and I can both see that the community's in a transition, and that's, you know, very obvious from what you were talking about too, with the power plant closing, the mine closing, and some things shifting around a little bit. But it seems like some of the community leaders have been thinking about what's next, what can we do, the outdoor recreation type of promotion, and some of the other amenities that have been added to the community. The community hasn't just sat back and just let things happen to it. It's taken an active role in really trying to kind of shape our future and not just let things happen to us.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of initiatives that are in effect. You know, outdoor recreation, to me, was a no-brainer. I think for a lot of people, you know, thankfully in the city and the county, they've really leveraged the great opportunities for outdoor rec here, and I think there's still some things that can be done and should be done. There's great opportunities for public and private partnerships in making that happen and continue to grow. But I think there's also some other opportunities. You know, energy is huge, and as we make a transition into green energy and things like that, you know, hydrogen is something we're still really hoping that we'll build momentum and working some partnerships even with the Navajo Nation and the tribal governments, and solar and wind. You know, I think people can argue that, you know, it's not going to create the same amount of jobs, and there's issues and there's problems, but we're going to once again leverage every opportunity we can to help Farmington grow, Salmon County grow and prosper in the future. And there's all these organizations are working on this, and if people have questions, what I would say is come to some of these events.
Right.
You know,
right.
The business after hours is a good example. You can hear about some of the things that are going to be happening. And, you know, I know Salmon College is going to be talking about the makerspace and the Quality Center for Business and opportunities to help develop entrepreneurs. And, you know, there's just a lot of opportunities for people here. Just get involved.
Very true. Very true. Vince Moffitt, we are out of time. I'm sorry to say.
Wow, that was quick.
I know, right? I'm sorry to say. But just a reminder of some of the events we talked about today. You mentioned the Business After Hours. That is coming up on Thursday, April 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the San Juan Country Club. It's open to the public. $5 will get you in the door, and you'll be able to network with some of these folks that Vince is talking about. The Focus on Farmington Coffee event will be happening on Friday, April 19th at 9 a.m. down at Artifacts Gallery in downtown Farmington, hosted by Child Haven. And the other events we want to make sure you have noted is the Business to Business Expo on June 6th from 11 to 4:30 at the Farmington Civic Center, followed by the Business After Hours that evening, again, at the Farmington Civic Center. So lots of things coming up. No excuse to not know what's going on.
Yeah, please show up and just come to one of those events, if not all of them. And Scott, thanks for having me on. And Jamie, I sure hope you're having a good time on vacation. I'm sure you're listening to us, but you know, I appreciate you and all the things she does for this community. She does a great job.
Does a lot, that's for sure.
She does.
Very true. Thanks for coming in, Vince. Good to see you.
Thank you, Vince Moffitt,
my guest this morning here from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce and KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.